Today's daf is Tainis Daf Tes. We are six lines from the bottom of Daf Ches Amid Beis, the two dots, Kibbutz Giyosos. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refu Shalema. For Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Avadia ben Miriam Leia, Moshe'abe ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Chaim Aharon ben Fega, Tamar bas Chasida from Arifka, Eliyoza ben Brindel, Mordechai Yisrael ben Esther, Chana Rivka bas Freida, Menachem Mendel ben Rachel Mendel, Gittel bas Chaya, Gedalia Eliezer ben Reuza, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Rivka bas Esther, Sara Shenzel bas Yittel, Eliyov ben Silla, Sara Lea bas Esther Rivka, Hena Perel bas Yecheved, Rafal Kahas ben Fega, and Baruch ben Rachel. So we're continuing to discuss the halachos and divrei agada related to rain. So today's daf is going to pick up very much where the last several dafin left off, and that is discussing the greatness of a yom hakshamim, of a rainy day. And the Gemara begins with a simen. Kibbutz giyosos, tzedakah, meiser, parnes, simen. And those five words are a simen for the five memras that today's daf is going to begin with. All members from the great Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Gadol yoyim akshamim, ki yoyim kibbutz galiyos. A day that it rains is so gevaldig, it's literally like the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be makabitz to galiyos in the end of days and bring everyone into Eretz Yisrael. How do you know? Shenemar, the Pasuk says, we know the Pasuk, Shuva Hashem es shviseinu, ka afikin ba negev, ve'en afikin elamata, and the word afikin means rain. Shenemar, vayero afikeyam. So, Shuva Hashem Eshviseinu, that's Kibbutz Galiyos, Ka'afikim Ba'Negev, like rain in the Negev. Point is, there seems to be some comparison between Kibbutz Galiyos, Shuva Hashem Eshviseinu, and Afikim Ba'Negev, which is rain. Am Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Gadol Yom HaKshamim, Sha'afilu Giyosos Poiskos Poi. A rainy day is so gevaldig that the troops, when there's a war, everything stops. There's a ceasefire until the rain passes. That's just practical. Shenemar. But it's based on a pasuk. Tilameho rave. The rain saturates the furrows. Naches gedudeo. And the gedudim, the troops, stop. They rest. Rabbi Yochanan continued and he said, Ein akshamen etzaren elbish vil poiske tzedaka berabim. The reason sometimes v'atzar es hashamayim v'lo yemata, what will cause there not to be rain? It's the fact that people pledged money, but they didn't give it. Shenemar nesiim v'ruach. The Geshem Oyin, Ish Mishalel, B'mata Shoker. So Nesiim, V'ruach, it looks like there's supposed to be rain. You look outside, the forecast says that there's going to be inclement weather. But the Geshem Oyin, but the rain didn't come. What's the reason? Ish Mishalel, B'mata Shoker. It's because of people that are giving, quote unquote, Mata Shoker, meaning they claim to give, but ultimately they're not giving. Incidentally, just because this relates to rain that we spoke about last week, Nesiim v'ruach, if you look at the Nekuda, is v'geshem oyim. It's not goshem, it's geshem. Why? Because the trup underneath the word geshem is not an asnachta, and it's not a soif pasik. As a result, it's v'geshem oyin. The end of the pasik is ish mishalel b'matas shaker, even though usually the word is sheker, but over here it's shaker. Why? Because it's a soif pasik. Because that's the rule in Hilchas Diktok. When it's in the middle of the word, it would be a segol. If it's at the end of the word, it would be a kometz. Hence the whole tumul about mashe v'ruach u'mayrid ha-geshem versus mashe v'ruach u'mayrid ha-goshem. But this pasik brings it out very, very clearly. V'am Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan continued. And he said, "My dechsev, what's pshat in the pasuk? Aser ta aser, aser b'shvil shetes asher." So it's an interesting juxtaposition. The first or the previous memory of Rabbi Yochanan was this concept that people pledge to give tzedakah and they don't give it, presumably because they don't want to part with the money. The very next memory says Rabbi Yochanan, "There's no real connection, but not coincidentally, aser ta aser." What does it mean? Aser b'shvil shetes asher, that a person should give ma'aser simply because by doing that, it's going to bring lidei ashiras. Says the Gemara. On that note, a fascinating anecdote. Ashkechi Rabbi Yochanan liyanukad Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan once met the child of Reish Lakish. Amar Leis, he told him, Emily psukech. Tell me, you're learning in yeshiva, yeah? What did you learn? He was a little boy. He was learning Tanakh, he was learning Mikra. Bein Chamesh LaMikra. So he's learning Torah Shebiksaf. So he says, tell me a pasuk that you learned. Amalei, so he told him, Aser ta Aser. That was the pasuk. Amalei, so then the child asked Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi, umay Aser ta Aser. Amalei, so he told him, Aser, Bishvil Shetis Asher. It means, give Maiser. So like this, it's a school of Ashiras. Amalei, so the child told Rabbi Yochanan, Minolach, how do you know that? Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan told him, Zil Nasi, go try it. Meaning, you have something? Yeah, I have gifts, something, whatever it is I have. Why don't you take that money, give Maisa from it, and you're going to see it's going to bring to Ashiras. Amalei. So the child was holding his own with the great Rabbi Yochanan. He says, "Mishari l'nasui l'Kadosh Baruch Hu." Is that even okay? Can you test HaKadosh Baruch Hu? V'aksiv, the pasuk says, "Loi tenasu es Hashem." You're not allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Incidentally, the Yerushalmi in the first parak of Masechtas Yuma says that this pasuk, "Loi tenasu es Hashem," is also a source to the idea that you find throughout Shas, "Ein soimchin al hanes." Similar concept. Don't test Hashem. Don't put Hashem in a situation where he may have to perform a miracle. But either way, so the child knew a little bit, and he said, what happened to Leis Tenasu as Hashem? Amaleis, Rabbi Yochanan told him a teretz. Rabbi Shaya, I'll tell you what I heard from my Rebbe, Rabbi Yishia. Chutz mizu. This is the one exception to the rule. You're right. Ordinarily, you're not allowed to test Hashem, but in this case, you are. And it's based on a pasuk. Shenemar, hiviu es kol ha-maser es el beis ha-oitzer. You should take all your maser, and you should bring it to the beis ha-oitzer. Vihi teref bebeisi. And give the maser. It should be teref bebeisi. Give it to the kehanim, give it to the levim. Says like a and when you give the Meiser, feel free to test me. Meaning, what's the test? You're going to see that if you're going to give Meiser, I'm going to open up the windows of heaven. I'm going to give you so much bracha. How much? Ad bolidai. My ad bolidai. What does that even mean? It's going to be so much bracha, you're not going to want it anymore. And you're going to say, die, genug, genug. I can't deal with it anymore. Enough, enough. And you're going to be saying, die so much that yivlu sifsei seichem, yiloshen bala. Like if clothing goes bad, it's called that it was bala. So it's literally going to be to the point where your lips are going to tire. They're going to wear out from saying the word die. So, Rabbi Yochanan tells the child of Reish Lakish, not just any child, what does it mean, Aser to Aser? Aser b'shvil shetes Asher. And the child was very puzzled, he was very taken aback. Umishare, is it okay, l'nasuye l'akadosh baruch hu? The pasuk says, l'itenasu as Hashem. So Rabbi Yochanan told him, I'll tell you, Rabbi Hoshia said, I'll tell you what I heard from my Rebbe, and that is, u'bachanuni na bezois, amar Hashem, farikoisu l'cham brach ad b'lidai, that this is the one exception to the rule. Literally, chutz mizu. This is the one time that it's really okay. Amalei, so the child told Rabbi Yochanan, yirhavi mati hasam, had I learned that pasuk? Meaning, I'm not up to that pasuk yet in yeshiva. It's a pasuk in Malachi. That's Soifa Nevi'im. He said, if I were up to that pasuk, then I would have known it myself. I wouldn't have needed you, and I wouldn't have needed your Rebbe, Rabbi Yishia. I could have figured it out all by myself. Certainly a very interesting exchange. The Gemara continues on that note. There was another encounter between Rabbi Yochanan and this child of Reish Lakish. The Yasnava Amar. So Rabbi Yochanan sees Rabbi Reish Lakish's child, and he was saying a pasuk. And this is a pasuk in Mishlei Perek Yotes. Iveles Adam tesalif darkoi, v'alashem yizaf liboy. What does the pasuk mean? Iveles Adam. When a person doesn't behave, tesalif darkoi, it ends up causing nebuch that things shouldn't go so well in his life. V'alashem yizaf liboy. But then when that bad thing happens, he doesn't own it, but rather he says, oh, alashem. He starts blaming HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what Shlomo HaMelech is saying in Mishlei Perek Yotes pasuk Gimel. So Reish Lakish's son was learning this pasuk. Yosef Rabbi Yochanan became a tamu. So Rabbi Yochanan was very taken aback. He said, "Mi'ik midi d'chsuvi b'chsuvi d'leir mizi b'iraisa." Is there anything that's mentioned in k'suvim that doesn't have a remes somewhere in the Torah? Interesting. Anything that it says in k'suvim has to have at least a hint to it in the Torah. So this is what he told, and this is what he remarked in the presence of Reish Lakish's son. Amalei, so Reish Lakish's child told Rabbi Yochanan, "Ato hami le remizi." What do you mean? There's a remez to this in the pasuk. Vaksiv, the parashiyas that we're going to learn now. Vayetznei liban, vayechridu ishal achiv lema mazois also alekim lanu. The pasuk says that after the brothers were having tzaras with Yosef, he took Binyamin and the gavia and everything that's going on. So they were very taken aback. They said, "What could we have possibly done to deserve all this from happening?" So the Yanuka, the Reish Lakish told Rabbi Yochanan, the Shvatim weren't sure what they could have done. What do you mean? Maybe this was punishment. Maybe this was retribution for the Mechiras Yosef. So he said, you see this idea? Yiveles Adam tesalif darkoi, val Hashem yizaf liboy. So Rabbi Yochanan, you're not sure where it's merumas in the Torah. This is where it's merumas in the Torah. So the Gemara says, The Rabbi Yochanan was so impressed with Yenuka the Reish Lakish Dal Einoi V'Chazaveh. So he bent down and he wanted to look at Reish Lakish's child. Rashi says, based on a Gemara in the end of Masechtas Bava Kamma, that Rabbi Yochanan had very long eyebrows or eyelashes, and he wanted to see, and they covered his eyes. So if he wanted to look, he would need help. But regardless, Dal Einoi, he suddenly looks at his child, and as he's looking at him, Asya Ime, the mother of the child, who was Reish Lakish's wife, who was also Rabbi Yochanan's sister, Afikte, she took him away. Amrale, she said, Tommy Kame, go away from him, because I'm afraid that he's going to do to you the same thing that he did to his father. So what did Rabbi Yochanan do to this child's father? Or what did Rabbi Yochanan do to Reish Lakish? So Rashi sends us to a Gemara, in Masechtas Bava Metzia Daf Pei Daled, and this is a Gemara that is Nogeya Pashup Shad in the Gemara, so it's Kedai to see very, very quickly inside. So the Gemara in Bava Metzia Pei Daled tells the story of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Specifically, Reish Lakish, he was a pirate, he was very powerful, he had a huge following, he was a ringleader of some sort. He met Rabbi Yochanan Chelchalei Reisna, and he gets him to start learning Torah. So the Gemara says, Akarye v'asne v'shavye gavre rabba. Reish Lakish began learning with Rabbi Yochanan, and he eventually became a gavre rabba. Yom Echad, one day they were learning, and have a miflige bei midrash. They had a machloikis in beis medrash, and the machloikis was regarding a mission. Hasayif v'hasakin v'hapigyoin v'haroimachu magal yadu magal katzer. All these different instruments and tools and really weapons. At what point do we say that they're a finished product, that they're royal kabel toma? Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish with the beining. Rabbi Yochanan said one pshat. Reish Lakish said another pshat. So Amalais, Rabbi Yochanan tells Reish Lakish, you know what? You're probably right, because you probably have a better idea of when exactly a knife, for example, or a sword, or a bow and arrow, whatever weapon they use back then is considered finished, because this is your malacha, this is your umnis, this is your fach. So he told them, "Listab, listi yusei yada amale." So the Gemara says, Reish Lakish responded. He said, "Umaya hanesli." Now Rabbi Yochanan thought that what he was trying to say was, "Ma hanesli," meaning if this is the way you're going to treat me, what did I gain from being chayzev b'tshuva? What did I gain from coming underneath your wings? Now what Reish Lakish was really telling Rabbi Yochanan was, "Maya hanesli, why are you chapping me?" Miloshen al toynu ishes achiv. But maya hanesli, hasem Rabbi Karuli, hacha Rabbi Karuli. Meaning he said, don't think that I did this for covet. Meaning Reish Lakish became Reish Lakish. But he said, kabich habich gehat in the under of el toichet. It's not like, oh, he became Reish Lakish because now all of a sudden he had a good job and, you know, people are looking at him in a very respectable way. But had he been in the secular world, so nobody would have looked at him. Reish Lakish said, I was doing ganz fine before I met you. Hasem Karuli Rabbi, hacha Karuli Rabbi. Amalesi told him, ahani lach, dakrevin. So Rabbi Yochanan said, "Maya honestly?" I mean, he thought he meant to say, "You want to know what benefit you're having? But this is all about Rebbe? What do you mean? I literally gave you Olam Haba." So the Gemara says, "Cholish Daite de Rabbi Yochanan." Rabbi Yochanan had chalishness adas from the way Reish Lakish spoke to him, and as a result, cholish Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish had chalishness adas because he was going Rabbi Yochanan tsar. And the bottom line is, Reish Lakish ended up dying because of this terrible Chalish Sadas. And the Gemara tells the story. Reish Lakish's wife, who was Rabbi Yochanan's sister, came to Rabbi Yochanan. Agantza Maisa. But the point is that had did Reish Lakish pass away, what caused the Ptira of Reish Lakish? It was an exchange between him and Rabbi Yochanan. So Reish Lakish's Rebbetzin, the Almana now, she was so afraid. So she tells her son, run away from Rabbi Yochanan. I don't think it's a good idea for you to be talking to him. Zok Gemara Vayta. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan continued and he said, Matar Bishvil Yochid. Rabbi Yochanan said, Matar, rain can come for a Yochid. Parnasa Bishvil Rabbin. But Parnasa? Parnusa, that's only for a rab. Matar Bishvil Yochid. How do you know? The Chsib Yiftach Hashem Lecha. Es Oitzariya Toiv. Losseis Matar Artsecha. Yiftach Hashem Lecha. For one person. So you see, rain can come for one person. Parnasa Bishvil Rabbin. How do you know Parnasa only comes for a rab? The Chsib Hinin Imamtir Lochem Lechem. Lechem, which is Parnasa, that's Lochem. Meisvei, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Another classic. Shalish Parnasim Toivin, Amdu Yisrael. There were three leaders, three good leaders, that were at the side of the Yidden when they were in the Midbar. And Eluhain, Moshe, the Aharon, or Miriam, says Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, v'gimel matonos toves nitlu al yadam. And the Yidden got three matonos because, as a result of these three leaders, v'eluhain, be'er, the anon, the anani akavoid, uman, be'er, b'schus Miriam, amud anon, b'schus Aharon, man, b'schus Moshe. Said Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda, Mason Miriam, when Miriam passed away, Nestala Kaber, the Yidden lost the bear. How do you know that? Shenemar, Vatamasham Miriam. It says Miriam passed away. V'ksiv Vasrei, immediately afterwards, it says V'leihoyamayim le'edah. They had nothing to drink. So what do you see? That as soon as Miriam dies, all of a sudden, there's no water anymore. Because the bear that they had was the bear shal Miriam. They had it in the schus of Miriam. V'chazra b'schus shneim. However, even though they lost it, momentarily or temporarily, they ended up getting back in the schus of Moshe and Aharon. Mesa Aharon, when Aharon died in the Salka Anani HaKovet, Yidden lost Anani HaKovet. How do you know that? So we went through this recently in Rosh Hashanah Daf Gimel. Vayishma HaKnani Melech Harod. As soon as Aharon dies, so the Knani Melech Harod heard of what happened and he pounced. He took advantage of the opportunity and he goes and he attacks the Jews. So the Gemara says, Mashmuel Shama, what did he hear? Shama Shemesa Aharon. He heard Aharon died. Vinestalka Anani HaKovet, and the Yidden lost Anani HaKovet. That was the protection. Vikasavar, and he thought, Nitno Le Rishus, Israel, that this is a good opportunity to go fight against the Yidim. That's Pshat in the Pasuk that says, Vayiru kol ha'edo, king gover ha'arim, and Amar Rabavo said, Al tikru vayiru, they saw Elo vayiru, they were exposed. Ukedere shlokish, Amar shlokish, shlokish said, kim ishamish barber l'shoin, the word ki can mean one of four things. E, if, dilma, maybe, Elo, only, daha, because, and here, what does it mean? Because, vayiru kol ha'edo, the Edo was exposed, key, because Gav Aharon, Aharon died. When Aharon died, they lost Anani HaKovet, and that's why Melech Harod decided that he's going to come and he's going to take advantage of this opportunity. But the point is that when Aharon died, they lost Anani HaKovet. However, Chazru Shneim B'schus Moshe, but they still had everything, both the Be'er and Anani HaKovet and the Schus Moshe. Meis Moshe. But after Moshe died, in the Stalku Kulam, they lost everything. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says in Zecharia, Va'akhid Eshloishes harayim biyerech echad. Frek the Gemara v'chi biyerech echad. Mesu, did they all die in 1 month? V'aloi Miriam mesu b'nisan. Miriam died in chodesh nisan. V'aharon ba'av. Aharon died in chodesh av. U'moshe ba'adar. Moshe zayin adar. So what does it mean? V'akhir eshloishes harayim biyerech echad. Elo melameh shenispatul gimel matanis toive shenosnu ayadon. The three matanis that they got because of these three rayim were taken away. V'nestalku kulam biyerech echad. But then they came back, and then when Moshe died, they lost all three. So it's not that the three Rayim all died in the same month, but the Gimel Matanois that they got as a result of them, that's what died. But what do you see from here? We just brought this long Gemara for one reason. Alma, Ashkecham, Parnasa, Bishvil Yachid. You see, Parnasa could come for a Yachid because it was in the Schus HaMoshe Rabbeinu that Gantz Klai Yisrael had Parnasa. They had them on. Rabbi Yechanan said, Matar Bishvil Yachid, Parnasa, Bishvil Rabbim. You see, it's not the way Zok. The Gemara Shani Moshe, Kim Dol Rabbim Hu, Ki Rabbim Dami. Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end of the day, he represented a Rabbim. This is not something that he's asking for personally. Moshe Rabbeinu is bringing man for the Rabbim. It came because of a Yachid. The Gemara says in Seif Tainis, we're going to get to it soon, Kol Olam Nizam Bishvil Chanina Bani. But the point is, even though it's Bishvil Chanina Bani, but it's Kol Olam Nizam, Parnasa doesn't come for a Yachid. Parnasa comes for a Rabbim. That's what Rabbi Yochanan was saying. Over here, the Parnasa is coming for the Rabbim. It just so happens that on behalf of a Yachid, the Schus of a Yachid is bringing the Parnasa for a Rabbim. So this concludes the Simen that the Daf began with. So the daf began with a simen. Kibbutz, giyosois, tzedakah, meiser, parnes, and simen. So just to chazer it through the simen. That's the whole objective. So what's the first part of the daf in short? Kibbutz, Rabbi Yochanan said, Godol yoyim akshomim ki yoyim kibbutz galiyos, shenema shuva Hashem eshviseinu, that's kibbutz galiyos, kathikim ba'negev, like rain in the Negev. Giyosois, Rabbi Yochanan said, yoyim akshomim so gevaldik, that even war, everything stops. Shafilu giyasa is poiskos by tzedakah. Rabbi Yochanan said that if somebody pledges tzedakah and he doesn't give it, that's what causes va'atzer as hashemayim v'lo yeh matar. Meiser. That's Rabbi Yochanan's epic memra. Aser ta'aser. Asner b'shvil shetes asher. And then finally, parnes, which really more accurately is parnasa. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan said, that matar comes for a yachid, but parnasa only comes for a ram. Just two short ha'aris as it relates to the Gemara. So on the top of the Amid, the Gemara mentioned two exchanges that Rabbi Yochanan had with Yanuka the Reish Lakish. Two independent back and forths that he had with Rabbi Yochanan's child. And the Gemara began that Ashkeche Rabbi Yochanan and Yanuka the Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan met the child of Reish Lakish. Amalesi told him, Emali Psukech, tell me a pasuk that you're learning right now. The pasuk that he was learning was Aser to Aser. Then the Gemara brought a similar exchange where again he meets Rabbi Yochanan's child and Reish Lakish's child and he says,
tell me, what are you learning right now? And he quotes a pasuk, Yiveles Adam Tesalif Darkoi, Val Hashem Yizaf Liboy. So Rabbi Yochanan was intrigued. He asked Reish Lakish's son, tell me, what are you learning right now? Rav Reuven Margolis, in the Tzoytzeyar, his comments right here on the Gemara, say he's mitzayin another Gemara, Masechtas Chulin, Daf Tzadikei Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Rav Bodik B'Mabara, when Rav had a Shaila, and he wanted to be shoyel by his proverbial Urim V'tumim. So what did he do? So he would be Bodik B'Mabara. He would look for ships and Ayin Shom B'Gemara, what he would do. Shmuel Bodik B'Sifra. Shmuel used to open up Svarim, a Geirul Hagra, and he would try to figure out what to do when he was in a little bit of a bind. Rabbi Yochanan, what did Rabbi Yochanan do? Badik biyanuka. Rabbi Yochanan would be badik biyanuka with a child. What does it mean he would be badik biyanuka? He would meet a child and he would say, psoikli psukech. He says, tell me, what pasuk are you learning? And the pasuk that the child would tell him, he would see that as some form of nevuah, some form of insight as to how he should go about doing what he needs to do. So says Rabbi Reuven Margolis, it's pashit. This is just an example of what the Gemara said was minhagoi, the darkoi shel the great Rabbi Yochanan in Chulin Tzadikei Amid Beis. Rabbi Yochanan was badik biyanuka. That's the rest of the story. He's not just fehering the child. Pasha, you learn the Gemara. He met Reish Lakish's son. Reish Lakish is his Talmud Muvik. Listen, he wants to see how his Dairis are doing. So he says, tell me, let me hear what you're learning. But it could be it's more than that. This is Rabbi Yochanan that was badik biyanuka, but he shtelsu another Gemara. And that is a Gemara, Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis. It's a classic Gemara, but very geschmacket zustell to this. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, miyom shechar beis hamikdash, from the day that the beis hamikdash was destroyed, nitla nevuah mina nevi'im. Nevuah was taken away from the nevi'im. V'nitna l'shoytim. And the nevuah was given to the shoytim. Uleti noikais, and it was also given to children. And the Gemara says, l'shoytim mahi. And then the Gemara says, l'ti noikais mahi. And the Gemara brings a well-known story where the Gemara says that Rav Chisda was once sitting, and his daughter, Bas Rav Chisda, was Yosfa B'Kanfel. She was sitting on his lap. And Rav Chisda was learning with two of his Talmidim, Rava and Rami Bar Chama. Amar Allah, so Rav Chisda turns to his daughter and says, Man minayu boz. Tell me, which one of my Talmidim do you want to marry? Amar Le Travayu. She said, I want to marry both. So the Gemara says, Rava was there. Amar Rava, said Rava, very cleverly said, Vana Basra. I would prefer to be the second husband. Well-known Gemara. But here's the point. Who said it? Rabbi Yochanan is the one that said it. So Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasai. The Rabbi Yochanan said, "Miyem shechar beis hamikdash nitla nevuah min hanevi'im v'nitna l'shoyten u'letinoikos." So Rabbi Yochanan held that the nevuah was given to the tinoikos. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasai was badik biyanuka. And everything comes together. He's badik biyanuka. Why? Because l'shitasai, he's the one that holds that nitna nevuah. Incidentally, this idea of psoikli psukik is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber in Yerideh Simin Kufay and Tess. It's Hilchas Ma'oneinu Mechashev. So he talks about all these different heebie-jeebie things. For the most part, these are things that you're not allowed to do. But there are some things that you are allowed to do. And the Raman, Sifkot and Dalid, says, V'chein muter loymer letinoik psoikli psukich. It's muter to tell a child psoikli psukich. And the Goyin in Birak Ros says, K'may shakasov sham Rabbi Yochanan and badik biyanuka. Like the Gemara says in Chulin Tzadikei Amid Beis, that this is something that was darkoy v'minhogesh of Rabbi Yochanan. If Rabbi Yochanan did it, then obviously this is something that you'd be allowed to do. The second short ha'ara is, so the Gemara said that there were three matanos toivos that the Yidden had. The man, the bear, and the Ananiya Kovet. And these three matanois we got in the schus of Shloisha Parnosim Toivim. Moshe, Aharon, and Miriam. Initially, the Be'er came in the schus of Miriam, the Ananiya Kovet in the schus of Aharon, and the man in the schus of Moshe. Miriam was the first of the three to leave this world. Miriam was Mesa in Chodesh Nisan, and when she died, the Yidden lost the Be'er Shel Miriam. Incidentally, the Chasam Sofer says, Ha-hoichvi Hatsur Agam Moyim is Rosh HaTevis Miriam. Ha-hoichvi Hatsur Agam Moyim Rosh HaTevis Miriam, because the water, that all came in the Schus of Miriam, but it came back in the Schus of Aharon and Moshe. Then Aharon died, and the Yidden lost the Anani HaKovid, and the Be'er again, but it came back in the Schus of Moshe. When Moshe passed away, then they lost everything. And the Gemara says, that's pshat in a very, very difficult pasuk. It says, that in Yerech Echad, 1 month,
The Shloshes Haroim, referring to Moshe, Aharon, and Miriam, they all die. Veit the Gemara of Chibiyerech, Echon, Mesu, follow Miriam, Mesa, Benis, and Aharon, Bav, and Moshe, Ba'adar. Elo, Melamed, it doesn't mean that they die, but it means the Megillah Matanis Toivis that they got as a result of them. That's what got lost. The Chassam Sofer, in Torah's Moshe, and Parashas Chukas, he talks a lot about this Gemara. He says some Dvarim Neflam, but they're raid bites onto themselves that we're going to have to say for another day, as hard as it is. But there's some major, major inyanim in Chassam Sofer, Torah's Moshe, Parashas Chukas, on this Gemara. But one thing that he does say just al derech hapshat, because something we have to speak out from this, and that is the Chassam Sofer says that what could be, you could say more al derech hapshat, that the pshat is because Miriam dies, vatomash on Miriam, and what happened right afterwards? There was no water. The reason is our Gemara that we just learned, the berish on Miriam was taken away. What happens? The Yidden start complaining, they wanted water. Hashem told Moshe, go to the rock, v'dibartem el haselah. Moshe Rabbeinu instead hit the rock. And because he hit the rock and didn't speak to the rock, Aharon and Moshe, both of them, were judged and they were told that you're not going to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. So says the Chassam Sofer, it comes out, al derech hapshat, that Misas Miriam was goyrim Misas Moshe and Misas Aharon. Because Misas Miriam, once Misas Miriam, now there's no water, that led and that triggered the dibartem el haselah. As a result, yan lo yehemanti b'lahaktisheni, that's why you're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. So says the Chassam Sofer, it's true, it wasn't mamish v'akhir eshloishas b'yerech echad. But on some level, the whole thing was triggered. It was all triggered as a result of Mises Ahar, at Mises Miriam, and as a result, Yesh Loimer, that's Pshadim, Va'akhir Eshloishes Aram. The Chassam Sofer's Lashon is, V'yesh Liyashiv Kushis Ashas. That's a heavy Lashon. V'yesh Liyashiv Kushis Ashas. Dare Al Yidei Mei Meriva Meis Moshe V'Aharin. Umei Meriva Nistadav Al Yidei Mises Miriam. V'imkein Shaper Kara HaKosov Misosin B'yerech Echot. That's really a Hakdama to the Chassam Sofer's raid on this Inyan. But Ayin Shem or Metz Hashem, one day. Zok the Gemara Vayter, Rafuna Bar Manoyach, V'Rab Shmuel Bar Idi, V'Rab Chia Mivastanyo, HaVeshchicha Kamei the Rava. So these three Amayuroim, they used to learn by Rava. Kinoch Nafshi the Rava, when Rava passed away, also the Kamei the Rapapa, so they needed a new place to go learn, so they went to Rapapa. Says the Gemara, Kol Emes Tava Omar Luhu Shmaita, whenever Rapapa would say something, V'Lai Havim Estarbalu, but they didn't like so much what Rapapa was saying, Havim Ramzei Adadi, they would start making like hand motions and facial expressions. They showed some expression of disgust and disagreement. They didn't always agree with what Rapapa said, and they were showing it on their face. And the Gemara says, Chalish Daiti, Rapapa had Chalishas Hadas, Akruya Bechalmi, and he had a dream. And in the dream, he saw the Pasuk in Schari that we've been talking about. He got very, very afraid because he knew what that meant. The Pasuk says, Hashem took away the Shloish Haroim, and he assumed that the life of these three Amayram was in great danger. Lamacha, the next day, Kavi Miftri Mine, when they were leaving, Amar Lahu, he's Lizlu Rabbanim B'Shlomo, he gave them a bracha that they should know that they should be protecting, because he felt, he was very, very worried that maybe they were in danger. Simi Barashi, have a Shchiach made Rapapa. Simi Barashi used to learn by Rapapa as well. Have a Makshle Tuvi, we would ask him a lot of kashas. Yom Echad, one day, Chazid Anafal Alape, he saw in the Rapapa was lying on the floor, Shame the Omar, and he heard him say, Rachmana Litzlan Mikisufa de Simi. David should spear me from the bizyoinus I get from all these very hard kashas that Simi asks me. Kabul Oleo Shtikusa. So he made a Kabbalah. His Kabbalah was Shtika. He's not going to ask any kashas anymore. Vesula Yakshile. And he never asked him anything more, says the Gemara, going back to Rabbi Yochanan's memories that the first part of today's daf discussed. And the fifth of Rabbi Yochanan's memories were, Mata, rain comes for the Yachid, Parnasa comes for the Rabbin, says the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan said it. And by the way, Afresh Lakish Savar, Rish Lakish also holds Mata Vishful Yachid, and Mata comes for a Yachid. Rish Lakish said, Night, Mata Vishful Yachid. How do you know rain comes for Yachid? The Pasuk says, Shalom Hashem Matar, Be'es Malkish, Hashem Oysa Chazizim, Metar Geshem Yitain Lohem, Le'ish Esev Basada. Hashem is going to cause it to rain Le'ish for one person, says the Gemara. Yachal Akal. Talmud Lemilish? No, one person. You would think, okay, one person. But if it's going to rain for this one person, his whole field is going to be rainy. No. Talmud Lemisade. Le'ish. Sade. Even one field. Okay, at the very least, if it's going to rain for one person, and even one field, the whole field. No, Tamalemir Asef. Ki Hadir of Daniel Bar Ketina Havali Ahi Ginsa. He had a garden called Yoyma Hava Azavasar. Every day he would go and he would inspect the garden. Omar, he would say, Ha Mishra Bayu Maya.
you know, this road can use a little bit more water. That road doesn't really need water. And what happened? Just like that. Mitra, rain would come. Whatever needed rain, rain would come. Either way, so you see, Rish Lakish is the Baal Memra. He holds what Rabbi Yochanan held, at least the first part of that fifth thing that Rabbi Yochanan said, that Mata comes Bishvil Yochid. Rabbi Yochanan continued and he said, Parnasa is only for a rabbin. Says the Gemara, May Hashem Oisei Chazizim. So this pasuk mentions Hashem Oisei Chazizim. It's that pasuk that Rish Lakish just quoted. What does that mean? Amr Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanin, Malam, Shechal Tzadik, Vitzadik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What it means is that every tzaddik gets his own chazes. My chazizim. Okay, what is a chazes? I'm Rabbi Yehuda parchais. These are literally parchais means like flying, but flying clouds. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Similar matter, a sign that it's going to rain. Parchais. These types of clouds. My parchais. I'm Rapapa. Rapapa said Eva Klishta. It's a thinner cloud. Tusi Eva Smichta underneath a thicker cloud. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said Nehila Mikame Mitra. Asimitra, if it drizzles, meaning it hasn't rained, but all of a sudden it starts drizzling, it means it's about to rain. Basimitra, if it rains and now it drizzles, basikmitra, it means the rain is about to stop. Mikami mitra, asimitra, if it drizzles and it hasn't rained yet, it means the rain is coming. Visimana chasim, if that is, maholta. So maholta, Rashi says, is a sieve. So if you want to take flour, for example, and you want to refine it through a sieve, so first the finer particles are going to go through, and then the bigger ones are. So that's the Nehila Mikami Mitra. First the smaller raindrops come and then the more aggressive rain comes. The Basim Mitra Pasik Mitra. If it rains and now all of a sudden you have these raindrops, that means that the rain is about to end. Visimanich, we have a simon for that as well. Charya de Izi. So when a goat needs to relieve itself, so first the bigger gedolim are gonna come out, and then it's gonna be a little bit more subtle. That's this idea. Ula ikla l'bavel. Ula was once in bavel. Chaza parchais. So he sees these flying clouds, which the Messiah is, that means it's going to rain. Amaluhus, he told the oilam panu money, the hashta asi mitra. So he came and he told the chevri, he says, I know, I'm telling you, take all your stuff, bring it inside, there's about to be a storm. The saifli asi mitra, and it didn't rain. Amar. So Ula said, ki heche the meshakri bavloi. Just like the Babylonians, ashakranim, hachi meshakri mitrayu. The rain is also a bunch of shakranim as well. So we're familiar with the expression in Shas, Hani Bavloi Tipshoi. The Yidden in Eretz Yisrael, they used to refer to the Babylonians as fools. Here you have a different sprach. Kihichi de Meshakri Bavloi. Me'inyin le'inyin ba'isa inyin. But either way, a whole different shmuz. Ula ikla l'bavl. Ula was once a bavl. Chazim moli tzana de tamra bezuza. And he saw you able to buy a basket full of tamarim, of dates, for a zuz. Very cheap. Amar, he said, moli tzana de dufsha bezuza. You can literally buy a basket full of honey for a zuz. Bavloi le'yaske ba'iraisa. And Dayum doesn't learn more Torah. It's so easy to learn. The Gemara says, Ula bought some of these dates, Ubalayla tsaru, and at night, it didn't agree with him, the food that he ate. Omar, he said, Malat sana de sakina bezuza. People are literally buying a basket full of knives for Uzuz. Ubavloy aski beirais, it's a chiddish that the Babylonians are even able to learn, the little bit that they're able to learn. Zok the Gemara vaita, Tanya. Rabbi Eliezer said, Kol oilam kuloi mimei ukainis hushoisa. So Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, they argued about a lot of things in Shas. We learned not so long ago a Gemara Masechtas Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Amid Beis that goes on to Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph that discusses a lot of great events in world history, such as when was the world created, when will the Geula happen, when were the Avos born, when was Sarah Nifkeda, Chana, Rachel, etc., etc. And Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, they argued over when exactly those things happened. Was it B'Nisan? Was it B'Tishrei? Rabbi Eliezer seemed to be more partial to Tishrei. Rabbi Yeshua seemed to be more partial to Nisan. But they argued about Dvarim Ha'imdim B'Rumay Shalaylam. This machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, that we're about to learn is also, literally, pun intended, a davar ha'oymed b'rumay shalaylam. And they're arguing about the origin of rain. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer, kol oylam kula mimeyu kainus u'shayse. You want to know where rainwater comes from? It comes from the ocean. Shenamar, it's a pasuk, ve'ed yalim in ha'aretz. A vulcan, a cloud, is going to ascend from the ground. Ve'hishka, it's kol b'nei adam, and it's going to water the land. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua said, how could you say that? Va'loy mimeyu u'kainus meluchin hein. Ocean water is very salty. Rainwater is not salty. Amalei told them, Ematkin ba'oven. They go through a sweetening process in the clouds. Rabbi Shua argued. He said, no, kolayim kul mimayim el yoyinim u'shoysa. Rainwater comes from the mayim el yoyinim. Shenema, the pasuk says, l'mtara shamayim, tishte mayim. It comes from Shemayim. Elamayni Mekayim, Ve'id Yalim and Arz. So what does it mean, Ve'id Yalim and Arz? Malamit Sha'anonim Miskabrim, that the Anonim are Miskabrim, Ve'olim L'Rakia, they go up to the Rakia, U'poischem P'em Kenoid, U'mekablim Me'imot. Ve'id Yalim and Arz doesn't mean that it brings water with it. It just means that the cloud goes and it's Mekabal the water from the Mayim Al Yoinim. But the point is that it's really not the Mayim Atachtoinim, it's the Mayim Al Yoinim. And Shenemar, he said, I have a pasuk, Yisku Matar Le'edoy Umenukovit, Yisku Matar Le'edoy Umenukovit, and Kekivro. And then he said, those clouds that are Mekabal the water, the Mayim Al Yoinim, they have holes like a sieve. Ubois Umechashres Mayim Al Gabikarka. And that's why it sprinkles the water, and that's why raindrops come out the way they look. Shenemar Chashras Mayim Aveshchokin. Ein Ben Tipo, Tipo Elikum Loim Nimo, and the distance between each tipa is literally a maloy nima. It's the size of a here. The lametcha, the teacher shengadol yemak shamim kiyom shenivur b'shamayim va'aretz. So really, before the lametcha, just to stop for a second. So machloek is Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, what the origin of rainwater is. Rabbi Eliezer says kol olam kula mimeu kainas u'shaisa. It comes from ocean water. Rabbi Yeshua said no. Kol olam kula mimayim al yoinam u'shaisa. Now we're going to talk more about this in tomorrow's daf be'ezrus Hashem. But just for now, we know that when Hashem created the world, so he was mavdol between the Mayim HaTachtoinim and the Mayim HaYoinim. The Mayim HaTachtoinim, that's the oceans, and the Mayim HaYoinim is in the Rakia. And that's this machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, rainwater. It's Mayim. Is it Mayim HaTachtoinim or is it Mayim HaYoinim? That was the Shaila, period. Says the Gemara. L'lametcha feels like it's going on the Gemara earlier, but it's actually going forward. L'lametcha, what we're about to say, not what we said, what we're about to say is going to teach us shegadol yom akshom ki yom shenivu b'shamayim v'aretz. That yom akshom is so gevaldig, it's like yom bria soil. Shenem, the pasuk says, oysa gedoy lois adin cheker. V'ksiv hanoysein matar al pnei aretz. V'ksiv lahalon alo yadatam lo shamata l'keash Shem ein cheker litfunasai. And notice in parentheses is another uksiv mechen harim bekoichai, but there's also an aleph and a ches, which basically means that you're not supposed to be gerus that pasuk. So what we just say, it's geshmak, that you see that a yoyim akshamim is kiyoyim shenivr by shemayim varetz, based on three psukim. One pasuk says, oysa gedoylis adin cheker. The next pasuk says, hanoysein matar al pnei ha'aretz. What we're doing with those two psukim is that we're showing that rain has to do with cheker. Oysa gedoylis adin cheker. Next pasuk, hanoysein matar al pnei ha'aretz. So there's a connection between rain and cheker. Okay, uksiv la'alon, and then there's another pasuk that says, alo yadatam lo shamato, elekei oylon, ein cheker litfunase. Now that pasuk is referring to Briyas Olam, and it says cheker there as well. So rain cheker, Briyas Olam cheker. Oh God, lametcha shagadol yom akshamim kinyoim shenivru bay shemayim varetz. Now what was this fourth pasuk? Umechin harim bekaychay. This fourth pasuk was mentioned on Beis Amin Aleph, because Beis Amin Aleph, the Gemara brought the three psukim that the Gemara just brought here, and the Gemara brought the fourth pasuk as well. What was the context on Beis Amin Aleph? Over there, the Gemara had a question that the Masechta began Me'emasai Maskirin Gvurois Geshamim, and the Gemara asked that why does it refer to as Gvurois Geshamim, and the Gemara said Amar Rabbi Yochanan Abnei Sheyardim BeGvura, and he brought four psukim to make the point. It says Cheker, it says rain. Cheker by rain. Then it says Cheker by Briyas Olam. And Briyas Olam was done with Gvura. So there we were trying to prove that there's a connection between rain and Gvura. We needed four psukim for that. It was based on Xereshava Cheker Cheker between rain and Briyas Olam. But we needed Cheker and Matar. That's one half of the equation. The other half was Cheker Briyas Ha'olam, but also Gvura, to show that Briyas Ha'olam happened with Gvura. So to formulate that, we needed four psukim. In this Gemara, we're not getting involved in Gvura. All we're saying is that there's a connection between rain and Briyas Ha'olam. We're using the same Gzeira Shava that we use on that base. Cheker, cheker. That's what connects Briyas Ha'olam and rain. But here we don't need Gvura. Here all we need is there's a connection between Briyas Ha'olam. So we don't need that last pasuk. So the Kisvei Yad that brought that last pasuk, Uksiv Mechen Harim Bekaychai, brought it by mistake. It was a grais. It was based on, because that was the Lashon of the Gemara on that Beis Amin Aleph. But on that Beis Amin Aleph, we needed that last pasuk. That was the last knech. We had to show Gvura. That's what we were focusing on. Why Gvura? Over here, we're just showing a connection between Mat and Briyas Ha'olam. That's why we don't need that. Either way, says the Gemara, Command also had a chesed mashka harim me ali yosef. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Mali yosef shal Hakadosh Baruch Hu." That Hakadosh Baruch Hu is mashka harim from ali yosef shal Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It sounds like from the Mayim El Yoinim. Command says the Gemara, "Rabbi Yeshua, it's Rabbi Yeshua." Rabbi Yehazah, what's Rabbi Yehazah going to do with that pasuk? It means something else. Kim in the salki lahaskam mashka mali yosef karlo. Being that even though Rabbi Eliezer holds that rain comes from the Meo Kainis, but eventually it travels up to Shemayim, that's enough for it to be called Mashka Aliyos. Because if you're not going to say that, the Pasuk says, Avak for Ofer Min HaShemayim. What does that mean? Avak and Ofer comes from Shemayim. Bishlem and Mayim, this Mayim El Yoinim. The beginning of Bria Sa'ilam, we're introduced to the Mayim El Yoinim. But Avak and Ofer is not in Shemayim. Elo, even the Madli Lahasam, there must be a concept that Avak and Ofer can go to Shemayim, and therefore Min HaShemayim Karile. It's called Min HaShemayim. Hachanami, even the Salki Lahasam, Mali Yosef Karile. One last Gemara. Come on, also Hod Amar B'chanina, Koinis Kaneid Me'ayam, Noisein, Ba'itzorois Tahoimois, Mi Garam, La'itzorois She'yismalu Bar. Who caused, or what caused, that the Oitzorois should be filled with Tvua Tahoimois? Koinis Kaneid Me'ayam, Noisem ba'itzaris tohoimis. The tohoim is what causes that the oitzur should be filled. Who is that like? It's Rabbi Eliezer. It must be Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds that rain, which is what causes the oitzuris to be filled, comes from where? It comes from the meokainis. That's the tohoim. The tohoim is the okainis. So it must be, it's Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua, what's Rabbi Yeshua going to do with that pasuk? Ahu b'briyasa shalaylam. That pasuk is not describing rain on a daily basis. But rather, that pasuk is discussing what happened when the world was created and when Hashem gathered all the water. So it was noisem ba'oitzreis tahaymes. Doesn't mean the oitzreis as in people's granaries where they have their tefuah, that somehow that has to do with the tahaym. That has to do with the mayim el yoinim. That pasuk of noisem ba'oitzreis tahaymes is referring to Brias ha'olam. So just one ha'ara as it relates to today's daf. And that is, so the Gemara began with five members of Rabbi Yochanan. The fourth was the most famous. From Rabbi Yochanan said, "May dechsev." What's pshat in the pasuk that says "aser to aser"? It's a double lashon. Why aser to aser? So Rabbi Yochanan teached aser b'shvil shetes asher. What it means is give meiser, because if you're going to give meiser like this, you're going to become an oisher. Asher b'shvil shetes asher. Incidentally, Rabbeinu Chananel on the side of the Gemara has a different girsa in this Gemara. It's the same girsa, but he reads the words a little bit differently. Aser ta aser, zok Rabbeinu Chananel, koloimar, aser kindei sheyir bekinyonecha, so like this you'll have more nechasim, v'ta aser oid pa'amim acherim, and then you'll be able to give more meiser. So the Velt says, it's Pashat, that it's clear Rabbeinu Chananel didn't read the Gemara the way everybody reads the Gemara. Everyone reads the Gemara, aser ta aser, what does it mean? Aser b'shvil shetis asher. It's clear Rabbeinu Chananel didn't learn the Gemara that way. The way Rabbeinu Chananel read it was, aser ta aser. The way he says it in the Torah. You don't have to switch the sin to a shin. Aser ta aser. And the point he was saying was, give meiser, because in the schus of giving meiser, you're going to see, you're going to end up being able to give more meiser and more meiser. By giving a little bit of meiser, you'll be zoicha to end up giving a lot of bit of meiser. And it's not aser b'shvil shetis asher, but rather what Rabbi Yochanan was saying was, aser b'shvil shetis aser. The Ramban in his Pirush al Torah on the pasuk aser to aser brings a medrash. The medrash says aser kidei shaloi tischaser. Different idea. Aser give meiser. So like this, you're not going to lose your nechasim. And the Chasam Sofer in Torah Smoishan, that pasuk in Parashas Re'eh says aser b'shvil shetis aser. Svolt kevena hava mina. That aser kedesha loytes chaser. Why do you need a haftacha for that? So he says, because the pasuk says in Mishlei, birchas Hashem hi ta'asher v'lo yosef etzavima. Sometimes there's an idea that ashiras can lead to atzvas. If a person loses his ashiras, mar b'nechasim mar b'daiga, like the Vilna Gaon says on that pasuk in Mishlei. So sometimes there's a concept that ashiras can actually cause a person to lose. The Chasam Sofer says, yesh loy moner oitz ha-masayim. So sometimes the more money a person makes, the more he feels like he's lacking. That's all included in the haftacha. Aser to aser, aser kidei shaloi tischaser. So there's two ideas. Number one, there's the preservation. Aser kidei shaloi tischaser. Das ist ein haftacha. And so that's zweite haftacha. Aser to aser, which is aser b'shvil shetis asher. So Tosfos right here takes up the whole daf tesam and aleph, brings the famous sifri. Although no one's been able to really find this sifri, but Tosfos brings this sifri that says, quote, aser to aser, it says in the Torah, kol tfua zarecha, hayoytze hasode shana shana. Says Tosfos, ain't liyelo tfua zarecha. Sounds like from the pasuk, you only have to give meiser for something that grows from your field. Ribbis, upragmatio, the chol shah revachim inayin. How do you know that you have to give meiser from ribbis and pragmatio? Any business that a person does, or different revachim, talmud loymer eskol. Davimotze lemeimer es tfua. Asra, my call, Le Rabbis Ribis Upragmatia, the Chol Dover Shemar Viachbai. So Tosfos calls us a free that says that even though in the Pasuk itself it sounds like the obligation to give Meiser is only from what grows in the field, but at the same time, being that it says Aser to Aser, Ace Kol Tfuah Zarecha, the word Kol is extra, and Kol is Le Rabbis Ribis. If a person loans money on interest, Bederech Heter, he has to give Meiser from any profit that he made, Upragmatia, any Geschäft that he has, the Chol Shar Revachim, the Rabbis, everything, that a person has to give Meiser from any income, from any earnings that he has. And this Tosfos is the quoted Makar to the concept of Meiser Ksafim. Now, not so long ago, we spoke out a whole raid by about the source and the obligation of Meiser Ksafim, the famous Bach, where the Bach says that there really is no chiv to give Meiser Ksafim. It's not a chiv de Reisa, it's not even a chiv de Rabbanon. He says all it is a minig ba'alma. So we spoke about this already. The Inka Mekoyma, of course, the Kasha is this Tosfos is right here, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, and one of his tshuvas says that Tosfos says Isav is a free, there is no such as a free. So he says he thinks there was a Tosfos Sofer in this Tosfos. So much raid on this. Tshuvas, some of the earlier tshuvas, the Chavis Yar, the Pnei Yeshua, the Nishal David, V'chulu, so much raid on this, but that's not for now. But just two ha'aris. The first ha'aris, just posh it. What Tosfos is saying, this alleged Sefri is saying, that a person has to give Meiser, not only from Eskol Tfuah Zarecha Hayotzei Asad Eshana Shana, but from all Revachim, a person should give Meiser. The truth is, you find an idea in the Svarim of giving Meiser, not even from Revachim, but really from any bracha, any toiva that a person has. Just to give a few examples of this. Yaakov Avinu in Parashas Vayetze. So he's on his way to Beis Lavan. Where's he coming from? He's running away from Esav. He was in Yeshivas Shein Ve'ever. And he feels like his life is at risk. So he makes a deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayider Yaakov Nedo Lemer. Mi'oli kemi modi ushmarani b'derech hazeh shonichi hoylik v'nosik lechem lechol uvegad lulbash. V'shafti b'sholom levei sovi v'hoya Hashem lila likim. V'evin azoy sa shasamti matzei v'yiyah beis alikim. V'choy lasher titen li. And Yaakov says, everything that you're going to give me, asera asera nolach. Anything you're going to give me, I'm going to give Meiser. Anything you give me, I'm going to give Meiser. The Moshe of Skena. That's from the Bali Tosfos. So there's the Das Skena Bali Tosfos and there's the Moshe of Skena Bali Tosfos. So the Moshe of Skena and the Bali Tosfos on this pasuk, Aser Asrenu Lach, says, quote, Elokach Amar Yaakov, Im Yeli Kimi Madi, Oz Etin Loi Meiser, Mikol Dover. He says, I'm going to give Meiser from everything. Afilu Me'atavshul Shehoya Oicho B'chol Yoim, Yitei Mimenu Meiser. Literally, from my lunch, from my supper, from my breakfast. He's going to give Meiser from everything. And then he says, he said, even from my children. Levi was the Meiser. That's what the Meish of Skein and Bali Tosfos says. That Levi was dedicated 100% to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What was the Inyan? It's because Yaakov made a neder. He had a deal. He had to keep his neder. He said, V'choil asher titin li aser asrenuloch. V'choil. All of a sudden, he has a family. He has shiftei ka. So he had to give Meiser from his shiftei ka. So he took one-tenth, and that was Levi, and Levi was his Meiser. The Chidah says in one of his Svarim that the Gemara in Masechtes Ksubas, Daf Nun Amud Aleph, learns from the double Lashon Aser Asrenu Lach that it means not just Meiser, but it means Chaimish. Aser Asrenu Lach, the double Lashon, means Meiser, Nachamo Meiser, then it means Chaimish. This is the Makar to Chaimish. It's also the Makar not to give more than a Chaimish. Hamavazviz, Al Yavazviz, Yoysimi Chaimish. But there's an idea of giving Chaimish, not just Meiser, and it comes from Yaakov Avinu, Aser Asrenu Lach. So the Chidah says in one of his Svarim that the Bali Tosfos said that Levi was Meiser. Chura, if there's an Indian of Chaimish, you would think Yaakov gave Chaimish. So where was the Chaimish? So the Chidah says the Chaimish was Yisachar. Yisachar also sits and learns Torah. Smach zvulim mitzay sechav Yisachar b'yolecha. And that's why it wasn't just Levi, it was also Yisachar. Levi is the Meiser, and Yisachar was the Chaimish. The Chidah, in his Maris Ha'ayin, it's one of the svarim that he wrote on Agadat the Gemara, the Pesach Inayim and the Maris Ayin. So Maris Ayin, so he says that we know there's many Gemaras where the Gemara says that different Tanoim and Amiram, they would go learn for 12 years. Rabbi Akiva is the most famous. Tzvelef and Tzvelef. Rabbi Akiva learned 12 years, but it wasn't just Rabbi Akiva. This was a very, very normal thing that you'd get married and then you'd go away, you'd go to yeshiva, you would learn for 12 years. So what was this concept of learning for 12 years? So he says, Yesh Leimar, because Yemesh Noisenu Vahem Shivim Shana. 70 years. Ben Eser, Lemishnah, Mishnah Pirkei Avos. That means how much time does a person learn Torah Shebaal Peh? He learns Torah Shebaal Peh for 60 years. You start when you're 10, Ben Esel Mishnah, and you may Shnoi Seinu Behem Shivim Shana. They used to give up a chaimish of their life to learning Torah Shebaal Peh. So they would take 1/5 of 60, 70 minus 10 is 60, which is 12, and that's why they used to go learn for 12 years. But that was the concept. It's v'choyel asher titein li asner asren ulach. Literally from everything that I have. This was Yaakov Avinu, but this was something that there was a Messiah for, that a person should give away meiser from every bracha that the Eibishter gives him. And l'katchila asra asren ulach, you should give chaymish. And that's the origin, says the Chidah, for the 12 years. It's based on a chaymish of the 60 years that are dedicated to Torah Shebaal Peh. There's a famous tshuva from Rav Moshe where somebody asked Rav Moshe about how much time should he give up from his time to learn with other people. Like, what's the cheshbon? So it's interesting, that tshuva from Rav Moshe, which is a whole shmooze for itself, he starts off quoting a Chassam Sofer. He brings that the Chassam Sofer says in his Torah Moshe, he brings a vart that when it comes to Dvarim Ruchniyim, so there's no Chayach HaKoydim. This is the Chassam Sofer that we speak about all the time. The steer in Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, V'yafto re'echa k'maycha z'ayakal gal d'b'tayru. Rabbi Akiva said, V'chayochicha ima chayecha koydim. So Tosfos asks the kasha. It's a Tosfos HaKasha. Frey Tosfos, which one is it? Does Rabbi Akiva hold v'chay ochicha chayecha koydim? Or does Rabbi Akiva hold v'yafto re'echa k'maycha? You're the same. So the Chassam Sofer brings from his Rebbe Dafla, that Dafla used to say, it was margula b'pume, that when it comes to dvarim gashmiyim, when it comes to Dvarim Ruchniyim, then it's the Ahaftal Reacha Kamaicha, and that's what Rabbi Akiva meant when he said, Zeklal Gadol Batoira, Batoira Daika, he meant all in Yanu Ruchniyim. Now, this Chassam Sofer, the Ramosha quotes, we know, Poshid, from learning this together. This is not just one random Chassam Sofer. This is the Chassam Sofer in one line. This is what permeates and underpins so much of the Torah. But Ramosha brings it, and the Ramosha says that Lahalacha, he doesn't agree with what the Chassam Sofer said. It's not true. There's no inyan of Yahavtu Reacha Kamoicha when it comes to Dvarim Ruchniyim. Of course, there's a Chayacha Koidim, and a person doesn't have to put someone else's inyan ahead of his or even equal to his. Chayacha Koidim means even when it comes to Dvarim Ruchniyim. But then Ramosha said, but at the same time, my hergish is that there's inyan of Meiser, and from Meiser you see, what's the greatest gift that the Eibishter gives a person? You wake up in the morning and you literally, you get to live another day and you have zman, you have time. The biggest gift that we have is zman. Right? That's what life is. Life is zman. Victor Bnei Yisoscha used to say that when a person wastes time, it's abizrayu de shvichas damim. Because what is life? Life is just it's the sum of all the time that we're given. So if a person wastes time, essentially he's mamish wasting life. It's abizraya d'shvichas damim. But the point is that if a person takes that great gift that he had, and he should b'chayre give some away. So what should he give? So Moshe said, it's mistap, give ma'aser. That's what Yaakov Avinu said. But that's this concept. The concept is, it's not just ma'aser k'sofim. It's ma'aser everything. It's a paradigm shift in, as far as looking at it. We think of ma'aser in terms of income. It's a dollars and cents thing. It is. Of course it is. That's the ma'aser d'iraisa. It's tfuas asada. And Chazal talk about ma'aser k'sofim. K'sofim means money. That's what the word means. But the truth is that if you look deeper in the svarim, it's v'choyla she'titein li asra asren olach. It's ma'aser from yizman. It's ma'aser from all the shefa that you have, whatever a person has, to be mindful of the fact that the Eibishter gives you something, and really, it's not just for yourself. There's an idea of sharing. Good, and halacha, meiser, chaymish, the Chassam Sofer would say that when it comes to Dvarim Ruchniyim, it's for you have to reacha kamoicha, you mamish have to, you're not even a balabas on your Dvarim Ruchniyim. But either way, this is the shmuz. But just to end, mi'inyin le'inyin, very, very, very much, ba'oisei ha'inyin, from Raid that I heard from Yedidi, Rav Levi Chomsky, he said this at the bris of one of his sons. It's Torah that's mamish dvarim niflaim. And that is, we say at a bris milah, the brachas that are recited. So the first brach is Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Borei Pri Hagafen. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Kidash Yedid Mi Beten. V'choyk b'she'eroi sam v'tzetzov chasam ba'ois bris goydash. Kadosh Baruch Hu was mekadesh yedid mi beten Avram Avinu. V'choyk b'she'eroi sam gave him the bris milah. V'tzetzov and the children of Avram Avinu chasam ba'ois bris goydash. They also were zoicha to the ois bris goydash. Al kain, we say in the bracha b'schar zois as a reward for bris milah. Keil chai chalkenu tzureinu.
These are all words to describe kinuyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'schar zayis, in the schar of Bris Milah, kel chay chalkenu tzureinu, tzavei lahatzul yedidus she'erenu mishachas. Tzavei. Command. Lahatzul yedidus she'erenu mishachas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the schar of Bris Milah, I want you to save Klal Yisrael. L'man brisa yashasom b'fsareinu. Because of the fact that we were Makayim Bris Milah. Baruch atah Hashem. This is the bracha that we say by every single bris milah. So Rami Simcha in Meshech Chachma and Parshas Kisavai, he says, think of the nusach of the bracha, right? We've heard it a million times. Al kein beschar zois keil chay chalkein utzureinu. We're literally being tevei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu beschar zois in the schar of bris milah tzavei, mamish. That ono Hashem oishi ono. Ono Hashem tzavei. We come with a shtot. Tzavei lahatzul yedidus she'erenu mishachas. Kadosh Baruch Hu doing bris milah. This is the deal. Tzavei lahatzul yedidus she'erenu mishachas. L'man bris hashasom b'fsareinu. Et ha'ganze bracha. Baruch atah Hashem kairis habris. So Rami Simcha said, what's Pashup Shad? First of all, what does this mean? Why are we doing this? And how do we have plates in this? How do we have a gerech to do it? So Rami Simcha said Pshat based on a medrash. The medrash is in Parashas Kisavai. The pasuk says, Baruch atah ba'ir. Uvaruch atah basada. Baruch pri bitnecha, pri admascha, upri vehemtecha, shkaro lofecha vashtor etzeinecha, baruch tanecha mishartecha, baruch ate bevayecha, ubaruch ate betzeisecha. But in the middle of these baruchs, baruch pri bitnecha, upri admascha, upri vehemtecha. Says the Medrash, lama hikish pri adama le pri abetan. Baruch pri bitnecha, upri admascha. We're comparing the pri habetan to the pre-Adam. Now, what is pre-Abetan? Pre-Abetan is a child that comes out of its mother's womb. Pre-Admascha is the peiros that grows from the ground. So says the Medrash, Lama hikish pre-Adam of the pre-Abetan, Lama pre-Adam tzricha iser, just like pre-Adam requires iser, requires meiser, you have to give meiser from peiros hasadeh, av pre-Bitnecha tzricha meiser. Pre-Bitnecha also needs meiser. Says the Medrash, what's the meiser that you give from pre-Bitnecha? Vizu hamila. It's Mila. Mila is pre-bitnecha is a child, and you have to do a bris Mila, which is similar to what you do with pre-admascha, because pre-admascha you give meiser, pre-bitnecha there's also an Indian you give meiser. So it says Rameir Simcha, Kaidim Ka, what does Mila have to do with meiser? So he says it's a Gemara. The Gemara says in the Dharm Daf Lamed Beis Amed Beis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a person with asara shalitim. There's 10 shalitim, there's 10 guards that we have to our guf. And the Gemara lists them. The shtei einayim, the two eyes. Shtei oznayim, the two ears. Shtei yodayim, the two hands. Shtei raglayim, the two feet. Reish hagviyah, that's the makom amila. Upeh and the mouth. So a person has 10 shalitim. Two eyes, two ears, two hands, that's 6. Two raglayim, two feet are 8. Reish hagviyah, the mila. Upeh and the mouth. So it comes that we have 10 shalitim. There's an inyan to now take the bris mila and give away a chelek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's an Indian of Akrava, it's an Indian of Meiser. So it says Rameh Simcha, it's Pashit, that's what the Medrash means. That Baruch pre-Vitnecha or pre-Admascha, that is an Indian of giving Meiser from pre-Vitnecha. What's the Meiser? It's the Mila. What does Mila have to do with Meiser? Oh, it's Yana Gemara, it's the Gemara Masechtas Nedarim. With Gemara says that a person was created with Asara Shalitin, Nedarim Lamed Beis, one of them is the Reish HaGvir, that's the Makam HaMila. So you see there's an Indian of going ahead, you see there's an inyan of taking a chelik of the mila, and what is that b'yisayit? What b'yisayit is, that's ma'isa. Says Rameh Simcha, something beautiful. He says, the Medrash compared pre-vitnecha to pre-admascha and pre-behemtecha. Really, the pasuk says three things, right? Pre-vitnecha, pre-admascha, pre-behemtecha. What does the Medrash say? That pre-vitnecha is like pre-admascha. L'chura, says Rameh Simcha, the hekesh of the pasuk could have been pre-bitnecha to pre-admascha and to pre-vehemtecha, right? Pre-admascha is peiros that grow from the ground. Peiros that grow from the ground is ma'isa. Pre-vehemtecha is also has ma'isa. Yeah, ma'isa behema. So, Freik Rameh Simcha Vim Toimar, why did the Medrash only compare pre-vitnecha to pre-admascha and not to pre-vehemtecha? L'chura,
May I say time that we're comparing it to Pri Admascha to teach me that this Meiser, Mila is Meiser, L'chari we could have compared it to Pri Vehemtecha as well, because Pri Vehemtecha also has Meiser. So Rami Simcha says classic. He says it's true. There's Meiser that you have to give from Tvuas Asada. There's also Meiser that you have to give from your Behema, Meiser Behema. But there's a very, very fundamental difference. You know what the difference is? Before you give Meiser for something that grows from your field, you're not allowed to eat the Tvua. In fact, the Tvua is Tevel. In fact, if you eat from the Tvua, you're going to be Chayiv Misa B'dei Shamayim. Tfuah, that's not Mu'usr, is Macholis Asurois. It's something you're not allowed to eat. There's Tumah that's Shaira on it. It's Tevel. By Maisa Behema, there's no Halacha of Tevel. There's no Halacha that says that if a person would eat from his Behema without being Mafresh Maisa Behema, there's going to be an Indian of Tevel. Says Rameh Simcha, by Mila we find, Chazal say, Mu'usa Ha'arla, that before you do Bris Mila with the child, so the Arla is Nimus. There's a chelik of this child right now that requires tikkun. There's a chelik of this child that has something that's not okay, and that's the arla. So says Rami Simcha, in that vein, the pre-bitnecha is more similar to the pre-admascha. It's less similar to the pre-vehemtecha, and that's why Chazal when makish lomen ispcha pre-bitnecha the pre-admascha, not the pre-vehemtecha. It's true, we could have technically, if all we wanted to teach was meiser, we could have compared it to pre-vehemtecha as well. You have meiser behema. Obzok Rami Simcha, that really in the oimika inyan, pre-bitnecha is more doimet to Priyad Mascha than it is to Privahemtecha. Because Priyad Mascha doesn't only have a mitzvah of Meiser, but it's also Me'usa Ha'arla. As long as you are Maser, it is the proverbial Tevel. And because there's the proverbial Tevel, since for that reason, it's going to be different. So just to stop for 1 second, Reb Levi Shtaltzu, a vart from the Chanukah Satayra. This is the Rebbe Reb Heschel, the Rebbe of the Shach. And the Rebbe Reb Heschel, this is in his Sefer Chanukah Satayra, it's in the end of Parashat Shmos. So the Pasuk says that when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, Vatera Oisai Ki Toiv. He was Toiv, Malamich, and his Malik Kol Abayis Kulayar. But Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was born, he was Toiv. And Chazal say it's a Medrash, Malamin, it's coming to teach Noilad Mahal, that he was born Mahal. So the Rebbe Reb Heschel, what does Noilad Mahal have to do with Toiv? He was Toiv, and therefore he was Noilad Mahal. So he says, V'yesh tefarish amibah di isa b'Yerushalmi. You could say pshat based on Yerushalmi. It's also a yalkin and sefer shoiftim. The Pasuk says, V'yelech yiftach le'eretz Toiv. Yiftach, he's been the topic of the daf recently. So yiftach went le'eretz Toiv. Freak the Gemara, V'aloy le'holach kiyim l'chutz l'aretz. So the Medrash says, he didn't go to, he went to Chutz l'aretz. Why would you call it Eretz Toiv? V'chi Chutz l'aretz, Eretz Toivu, enfet Yerushalmi in. Because Chutz La'aretz is Patim and Amaiser, so it's for that reason it's referred to as Eretz Toiv. Being that Chutz La'aretz is Patim and Amaiser, it's called Eretz Toiv. So said the Rebbe Reb Heschel, you see from here that if you have something that's Patim and Amaiser, it's referred to as Eretz Toiv. Moshe Rabbeinu was born Mahal. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was born Mahal, there was no obligation for Amram to now give Meiser from Moshe Rabbeinu. What would the Meiser have been? The Bris Mila. Baruch Privitnecha. But there was no obligation to give Meiser. Vazok the Pasik. Vatera Oisai Kitoivu. Said the Rebbe Rabbe Eshel half of a fellow. Just like Yiftach when he went to Chutz La'aretz. What's him called? Vayelach Yiftach L'Eretz Toiv. Why was it called Toiv? Because he was Potem and a Meiser. Vahenei Nadvarim. Lefi this Medrash that Mila is Meiser. Since someone that's Noilad Mal is Potem and a Meiser. When something's Potem and a Meiser, it's called Toiv. Just like Yiftach goes to Chutz La'aretz, which is Erev Toiv, because there's no Meiser, that's the proverbial Noilad Mal. Also, Vatera Oisai. Kitoifu, what does it mean, Kitoif? What it means is that he was Noilad Mal. But either way, Zokra Meir Simcha, coming back. Zokra Meir Simcha. That we started off with a kashna. They say by Bris Milo that the Alkain, Bescharzois, Kel Chai, Chalkainu, Tzureinu, Tzave, Lahatzel, Yedido, Sheirenu, Mishachas, Lamambris, Nayashasam, Bifsareinu. And it's a Pella. Why are we talking this way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What gives us a right to talk this way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We tell Hashem, Tzave, Lahatzel, Yedido, Sheirenu, Mishachas, because we did Bris Milo, Memelo, what? Abish to Ozo something? What does that even mean? Where do you find such a sprach? He says, Teretz, you find it in one place. You find in the Gemara Masechtes Tainus Daf Tes Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says that the child asked Rabbi Yochanan, "Asa b'shvul shetus asher v'chimuta l'nasa." He said, "You allowed to test the Kadosh Baruch Hu?" V'aksivalei tenasu es Hashem. Amaleis, Rabbi Yochanan told him, Hachiyam Rabbi Yishia. Tell you what I heard from Yishia. Chutz mizu, this is different. Shenamra, because the pasuk says, Hey, viu es kol ha-maiser al-beisa oitzer. V'hi teref b'veisi, u'b'chanuni na b'zois, Amra Hashem tzvokais, im lo yechtach lachem es ha-rubais ha-shamayim v'arikoisi lachem bracha ad melidai. When it comes to maiser, there's an inyan u'b'chanuni na b'zois. Maiser is the one exception to the rule. By maiser, you're allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So said Rameh Simcha, that's what we do by the Bris Milah. Hafla v'fela. After we do the Bris Milah, we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you promised us. B'chanuni no b'zois. B'chanuni b'zois, das is maiser. Oh, it's a medrash. Baruch pri bitnecha, ufri ad mascha. And when makish pri bitnecha, la pri ad mascha. And what's the hekish? The hekish is maiser. What is what does it mean, Milah? What does Milah have to do with maiser? The Darm Lamed Beis Amid Beis. It's one of the 10 Shalitim, and we're taking it and we're being makrivit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mila Zakrava, like we've spoken about so many times. And that's the Yisoid. It's Mamish Afrosh as Meiser. We're bringing it Beis Hashem. We're giving a carbon. If that's the case, you have the school of B'chanuni no B'zois. And that's what we're saying. Alkein B'schar Zois Kelchai Chalkein Utsureinu B'chanuni no B'zois. We just did the mitzvah. Therefore, in return, here's the test. Tzave. Meret sharf la hatzel yedidu shneireinu mishachas l'man brisa yashesom b'fsareinu haflo v'fela v'ruyin la'advarim l'misha amram. I think this adds one knetch to Gemara that we always talk about. The Gemara Masechtas Menachos Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis, where the Gemara says b'shah shenichnas David beis merchitz. David Melech was a fugitive. He was running away from Shaul, and he entered the beis merchitz. V'ra atzmai oimet arim, and he saw himself. He wasn't wearing any clothing. Amar, he said oili she'emoid arim alei mitzvah. He realized he's in danger because he didn't have any mitzvah. Kimen sheniska b'mila shebivsaray. But when he remembered the Ebris Mila nisyash v'daitoy, somehow that gave him yishavadas. And we've spoken about the Beis Halevi and Rabbi Itzel Petterberger, that you see that Mila is a mitzvah tmidi, that every second that a person is mahol, he's always being mekayim a mitzvah. So every single second that a person is mahol, he's gemalit right now, on some level he's being mekayim a mitzvah. And David HaMelech is invoking the schar zois. He wants schar for his Mila. That's what was nesiyash v'daita. And everyone said, why Mila? And there's so much raid on this. But the point is ulai yesh loymar, because Mila has schar, all mitzvahs have schar. But by Mila, it's b'chanuni na b'zois. B'mila, you can come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you can say, tzave lahatzel yedide sheireinu mishachas. And that's exactly what David HaMelech was davening. This is David HaMelech's tefillah. David HaMelech's in danger, and he thinks he's going to be killed by Shaul HaMelech. So what's David thinking? What's his hergish? He's hergish is tzave lahatzel yedide sheireinu mishachas. So when David HaMelech realized that he's b'mekayim b'smila right now, like the Beis HaLevi said, and like Rabbi Itzel Petterberger said, so he realized it's the derega. This second, he has what he needs. Because right now, he's able to invoke. He can literally stop mamish the whole bracha that we say by a bris milah. B'chanuni ma b'zois. The dazok David. David turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was arim. He was afraid. He was scared. He knew his life was at risk. So what did David HaMelech say? He turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he said, Tzave lahatzel yedide sheirenu mishachas. This is a real life tefillah for David HaMelech trying to save himself from Shaul. Why? L'man bris asher son b'fsareinu. Because right now, like the Beis HaLevi said, and like Rabbi Itzel said, and like all the Lamdim said, I'm being mekayim bris milah. So if that's the case, b'chanuni na b'zois. That's why it was milah. K'vegas kasha, why not mezuzah? Right, there's all this raid. There were other eitzes. There were other options, maybe. But milah is a mitzvah where you can be teveya. Mila is a mitzvah where you can say b'chanuni na b'zois. And not just that, we have a mesorah that this tefillah that David HaMelech is davening and that he's thinking right now, the eitzah is pull out this card of bris mila and use it. Mamish to b'chanuni na b'zois. That's what David HaMelech did. David HaMelech's tefillah in Menachos Mem Gimel Amid Beis was Savi lahatzel yedide sheirenu mishachas. And that's why when he saw bris mila, it was nesiyash v'daita, because he realized right now he has the l'man brisa yashesam b'fsareinu.